This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Colorado man is suing the Denver Archdiocese under the state's new Child Sexual Abuse Accountability Law for being abused by a priest. The act went into effect last year and ends the statute of limitations for victims to sue their abusers. Kurt Zahner is the lawyer in the case.
For the past six decades, have gone to great lengths to conceal these types of abuses, to hide in church records the true nature of the abuse, and to discourage victims from coming out and speaking out against them and seeking accountability.
The case names former priest Timothy Evans, who was convicted and served time for child sex abuse. A lawsuit was filed Thursday morning against the Archdiocese, St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Parish in Fort Collins, and Evans. The Denver Black Reparations Council is distributing $50,000 to seven organizations in its first round of grants. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
African art, homeless resources, and food justice are some of the issues tackled by groups getting grants. It's a local approach to a national movement for reparations to Black communities after slavery, segregation, incarceration, and more. Dr. Tara Jay is getting funding for Youth Scene, which helps LGBTQ people of color.
It is a different look of decolonizing wealth, specifically in Colorado. I think it's something that we need to be having more conversations.
The money is from Reparations Circle Denver, which fundraises among white people to give to Black-led groups. The council plans to open another grant cycle this spring. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
You can find more about what's going on around Colorado at cpr.org. It is 10:05. That means this hour we're listening to 1A.